Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Well, the number today is 1,200. That's right, 1,200th radio show. Can you believe it? Time has gone by. I really enjoy having the opportunity to speak with you, share some information with you, and, well, I know that if you listen and if you pay attention and question and say to yourself, how can I use this in my business to make my business better? Well, you will prosper. So I thank you for the opportunity to speak to you 1,200 times. I really appreciate it. Now, on with the show. Restaurants. Who doesn't like going to a restaurant? It's easy. You don't have to cook at home. You don't have dishes to do. You walk in, you look at the menu, you have so many choices. And there are restaurants that have all-you-can-eat salad bars or all-you-can-eat food bars. And I myself try to resist going to one of those places because here's what happens. I see it and I want everything. So what do I tend to do? I tend to overeat because it all looks so good, I have to taste it all. And when I do that, I don't feel so good. I know I've eaten too much, but I know I shouldn't have done it, but I just found it hard to resist all of that tempting, beautiful-looking, tasteful food. And in business, it's kind of like the same thing. We look at our business and we want to grow our business, but you know, too much growth can make the business sick too. It can be the business killer. You have to be very careful about how you grow your business. If you grow too fast, if you can't handle it, if you make promises to people, and those promises are not kept, you're not going to keep the customers for long. You're not going to keep the growth long. You're going to build a structure, and there won't be the business there. So we have to be strategic. We have to think about what we're doing. We have to understand exactly what's profitable, what's not profitable, what business we're in. We have to instruct our salespeople to go after a certain type of business. We have to look at our product mix. We have to see that the product mix works for the kind of customers that we're aiming to. If not, we either have to change it, change the customers, change the marketing. But if we're doing too much business, what we may find is that we're making less money than we thought we would make by doing more business because we need a bigger building, one more truck, two more pieces of equipment, three more people. And the amount of business that we're doing, although it's more, it's not enough to cover the overhead. So we want to take our business and we want to look and we want to say to ourselves, how much business can we do without raising our costs? How much business can we do inside of our current structure? How much business can we do and still meet our demands to our customers? Can we do 10% more, 15% more, 20% more? Can we become more efficient? Can we add more efficient machines or equipment? Can we have a better delivery system, shipping system? Can we have goals for our people? The goal is to take what you have and to maximize it to the fullest extent. That's what makes you profitable. Because if you're not adding overhead or minimally adding overhead and you're doing more business, of course it's going to be profitable. And then when you get to that point, you say to yourself, we are here. Of course we have to grow. But how much do we have to grow to the next profit level? Because when we take one step over our ability to deliver the work and have to add expenses, we've now gone backwards, not forwards. So where are we? How much business are we doing? How can we add business to our current structure without increasing costs? And when we get to that point, how much more business do we need to do to get over that break-even that we've just created to be more profitable? Be strategic. Think about it. Make sure you understand what you're doing. Make sure you understand what your business is. Don't let growth be the business killer. Don't let growth take away your profits. Don't let growth put you in a bad cash flow situation. Strategy, leadership, understanding your business, being more efficient in what you're doing, put better systems in place, better accounting. There is so much that you can do to make money with the current business you have, and I am not taking away from you, taking away any thoughts of growing your business. But if you do it right, you will continue to be profitable. If you don't do it right, you will say at the end of the year, how did this happen? What? I'm looking at this financial statement. What do you mean I didn't make money? I lost money. Let's make sure that we're making a profit. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.